USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During former President Trump's impeachment trial, House managers argued that the former president incited his supporters to assault the U.S. Capitol in an attempt to overturn the election results. Prosecutors used video evidence, media reports, and court documents to make the case. Trump's defense lawyers claim he didn't encourage any acts of violence on January 6th. Democrats arguing why it's imperative to convict the former president. Lead impeachment manager Jamie Raskin says if the former president returns to office and there's another riot, they will have no one to blame but themselves. The rioters were clear why they came to the Capitol, telling investigators who arrested them that they stormed it at the behest of President Trump. The Trump legal team begins presenting their case on Friday. They're expected to challenge the constitutionality of a trial of a former official. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Coronavirus variants are puzzling scientists. USA's Tim Berg has more.
For 154 days last year, a man was in and out of Boston hospitals fighting a losing battle with COVID-19. He did not survive, but researchers say his rare case could help them better understand how the virus mutates. The man, whose identity was not released, was first diagnosed in the spring of 2020. Dr. Jonathan Lee is an infectious disease specialist at Harvard Medical School.
This particular case is, in retrospect, a harbinger of what was to come. And I think that it just goes to show that we need to do a better job of monitoring the spread of these variants, and that only by looking for these variants will we be able to detect it. And that it's something that I think we haven't done as well up to now.
That audio, courtesy of CBS News, from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The Coast Guard has rescued some people that were stranded on an island for more than a month. USA's Lance Pry has more.
The U.S. Coast Guard rescued three Cuban nationals who were stranded for more than a month on an atoll in the Bahamas on Tuesday. The Coast Guard said the two men, one woman, survived by eating mollusks, rats, and coconuts. A Coast Guard surveillance plane spotted the castaways during a routine patrol Monday, and they noticed three people signaling them. The group was airlifted and transported to the Lower Keys Memorial Center. The atoll is halfway between Cuba and Florida. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden has officially ended a national emergency declaration at the U.S. southern border that allowed former President Trump 2 years ago to divert federal funds to build his border wall. Biden said in a letter to Vice President Kamala Harris and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that Trump's incorporation of the National Emergencies Act to get the border wall funding was unwarranted. After he was inaugurated, Biden had signed an executive order stopping the construction of the wall along the U.S. border. The border wall was one of the hallmarks of Trump's 2016 presidential campaign, saying at the time that Mexico would pay for the wall, but that never happened. He was able to divert $600 million from the Treasury Department and $6.1 billion from the Defense Department for the border wall construction. Roughly 450 miles of the wall were constructed, which included reinforcement of existing barriers. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.